AI fail, Starbucks abandons AI-powered inventory tool after only 9 months. By Lucas Nolan on May 22, 2026. Starbucks is scrapping an AI-powered inventory management system after less than a year of use. Following widespread complaints from employees about inaccurate tracking and frequent errors. Reuters reports that the coffee giant rolled out its automated counting software across North American stores in September 2025, developed in partnership with technology firm Nomedco. The AI-powered tool was designed to streamline inventory tracking by allowing employees to scan shelves using mobile devices, automatically identifying and counting items like milk varieties, syrups, and other supplies. The system promised to revolutionize how Starbucks managed its supply chain, reducing the time workers spent manually tallying inventory while improving accuracy. In a September blog post that has since been deleted, Starbucks Chief Technology Officer Deb Hall-Lefevre describes the technology enthusiastically. With a quick scan using a handheld tablet, partners can instantly see what's in stock, ensuring cold foam, oat milk, or caramel drizzle are always available, she wrote. Customers can enjoy beverages their way, every time, and partners spend less time in the back room and more time crafting and connecting. However, the reality of the system's performance fell far short of these ambitions. The tool frequently mislabeled products and miscounted inventory items. Employees reported that the system would often confuse similar milk types or skip items entirely during scanning sessions. The problems were significant enough that Starbucks made the decision to discontinue the program after just 9 months of operation. Ironically, the promotional video embedded in the September blog post appeared to foreshadow the system's struggles. The clip inadvertently captured the technology missing a bottle of peppermint syrup as an employee scanned a shelf, a preview of the accuracy issues that would plague the tool throughout its brief deployment. The decision to abandon the automated system means Starbucks employees will return to traditional manual inventory counting methods. An internal company newsletter viewed by Reuters informed workers of the change, stating that beverage components and milk will now be counted the same way as other inventory categories in stores. The failed experiment highlights the challenges companies face when implementing AI solutions in real-world operational settings. While AI technology continues to advance and find successful applications in various industries, this case demonstrates that not every deployment delivers on its promised benefits. The gap between theoretical capabilities and practical performance can be significant, particularly when dealing with the complex variables present in retail environments. Breitbart News reported in February that Starbucks is attempting to reverse its sales decline by deploying AI and automation. Starbucks is implementing new technology at locations across the United States, where customers at some drive-through locations are now being greeted by AI robots that take their orders instead of human staff members. Inside stores, baristas have access to a virtual personal assistant that helps them recall recipes and manage their work schedules. In the back rooms, scanning tools have replaced the manual inventory counting process, eliminating one of retail's most time-consuming tasks and addressing stock shortage issues that have plagued the company. Breitbart News social media director Winton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at Reuters here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.